Ladies and gentlemen, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you making out? All right?
We're doing well. Good morning. It's been a while.
It has, sir. I thought you, like, abandoned me there, but I'm glad that you are back. Very nice.
I saw
your virtual town hall, and so you say Dutchess County numbers look very good. Tell me about that.
They do. I remind people, even the state measures success or progress, if you will, based on a several-day rolling average. So we're always going to see a little bit of an increase, a little bit of a decrease. And quite frankly, we were monitoring a bit of an increase. But the numbers have remained relatively level. We're seeing a handful to 10 or 12 positive cases daily. We did see we were watching hospitalizations grow a little bit from 4 or 5 up to 12. We've settled back down at 10. We'll watch that over the next few days. So the transmission rate is below 1%, which is what we want when you measure all these together. So people are taking the steps, but we need to continue to be vigilant. We did see increases in and around colleges. We know that. Kids returning, our students returning, we have seen some transmission there. Not alarming in that we're not seeing community spread. It's been isolated. Marist College, Vassar College react appropriately and rapidly. We just need people to be considerate. We don't want to run up, obviously, those hospitalization numbers. And again, these aren't numbers. These are people. We don't want folks getting sick. And so we're monitoring it. We're not alarmed, and we're just asking people to continue to be smart.
Yeah, man. Second group of students suspended at Marist, partying off campus, and with someone who had tested positive, Mark.
Yes, and so Marist, I think, has had about 3 positive cases, one before they even came to campus, and the system acted appropriately. We reacted, all of us. Marist conducted its contact tracing, isolated individuals, and yes, they've had to keep people quarantined for a period of time. I guess there's 2 realities that we need to recognize. One, college students will always be college students.
Right.
And 2, we are going to continue to be very clear that people, including college students, have to be considerate of the community spread and considerate of other people's health. So social distancing, no big parties, and wear your face coverings. But again, Marist reacted well. The plans have been in place. We have a rapid response team, works with our health department. Vassar College doing the same. All of our college campuses have been very, very alert and aware. But clearly, we're going to see cases with groups, period, whether they're parties or socializing. We also saw some increases based on travel. We can point to individuals come back from other states and have contracted the disease. But again, no widespread community spread of the disease. It's holding at below 1% transmission, and that's really where we want to stay.
I would think so. High schools are going to create their own little they make their own decisions, right, about that?
Yeah, New York could have done it better. There was no uniform expectation for districts, so every district has its own set of rules. Although our county health department worked with them on planning, we've given them guidance, we've provided priority access to rapid testing thanks to Pulse MD in the town of Poughkeepsie. So, we expect another bump, and depending on what the plan is for a district, some are still providing in-person services. Great, we're going to support them. Many are doing some sort of hybrid or outright virtual for a period of time. We're going to support them. We're going to see cases. The goal here is to make sure that they don't become severe, that they don't turn into hospitalizations, and people don't have to get to the hospital or God forbid, become severe cases of the disease. The other we're bracing for, and we all ought to, flu season and how that affects the psyche. I mean, first of all, it's our estimation that when somebody contracts the traditional flu, they're going to assume it's COVID. So we're all going to react to that, too. And the mental and sort of psychological effect of that is going to have an impact on us. So we're all preparing for that next wave.
That is a great point. We're talking to Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. You have some jobs open. Congratulations. You guys got a grant from the State Health Department to hire some public health advisors. Talk to me.
Yeah, so I just want to be clear. In every other aspect of county government, we're shrinking, and rightfully so, right? We've lost a significant amount of revenue these last months. But we were able to secure this grant for public health advisors, individuals with public health backgrounds who can, or health backgrounds, who want government employment to assist us in responding not only to COVID, but to infectious disease. And we've got a robust structure in Dutchess County government. We've been pressing it for these last few months. But I think five positions are available, up to $60,000 a year in salary. I think it's a great opportunity for somebody who may have some health background, who may recently have been found unemployed or wants to re-enter the workforce. Reach out to DutchessNY.gov, and you'll see the applications there, and we'll be happy to welcome you to county government.
DutchessNY.gov. Nice. I saw your virtual town hall. Question was asked. Good one, I thought. Any special plans for Election Day? What's going on?
Yeah, you know, we should come back on. I'll give you really good detail. But so you have three options in New York. The first, you're going to be mailed an absentee ballot, an absentee application. And I just want to say this, the County Board of Elections does a great job. Two teams of people, Republican and Democrat, they watch each other over each other's shoulders, which means there's a bit of accountability.
Yeah, right.
But the state's provided, if you want to vote absentee, you can. You'll get an absentee application. You fill that out, and then you'll get a ballot sent to you. And we're obviously working with local post office and the Postal Service. And I just want people to know that the integrity of that system is real. The absentee ballot has a signature verification. The post office is really stressing a priority for applications and ballots. The second, you can vote in person early. So several locations open across Dutchess County poll sites. No matter where you vote for early voting, you can go to any one of those locations. Visit DutchessNY.gov to get them. Several early voting locations 8 days ahead of Election Day. Or if you still want to, you can vote in person on Election Day at your local voting polling site. Be prepared for probably a bit of a wait. Be prepared that we're going to ask to be social distance, wear face covering. But those three options preserve the integrity of the vote, but also give you an opportunity to do what you feel is best in order to exercise your right to vote. And the last thing I'd say to you is that because of these things, absentee ballots, early voting, and in person, don't expect, if it's a close race in any election or any campaign, that you're going to know the results when you go to bed.
No, please.
You may have to wait.
Yeah.
I mean, counting paper ballots is a line. And just again, the system works here. We've used absentee ballots. It's just, it's going to be a little slower because you have to physically do that and scan them into the machines. But those three options give people safe alternatives based on their interest, and also provide us the ability to appropriately preserve the integrity of the vote. And we have a great team at the Board of Elections who work very, very hard. And again, I want to stress this, works with the post office to make sure that every ballot gets counted. And that's a commitment everyone's making.
Yeah, gone are the days when we know the results before we go to bed, that's for sure.
The good old days when you used to know before people even stopped voting.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's a fact, right, exactly.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. Tell me, one other thing, I just want to mention this. I know you mentioned that it's important, the census. We got to get that census done, right?
You do. So, yes, once every 10 years, and it's not only about federal dollars. Remember, complete your census. Visit 2020census.gov or DutchessNY.gov. Every 10 years, Constitution says government must count everyone. We're counting. We've got a complete count committee. You can do this online. You can do it over the phone, or you may have a census counter come to your home. He or she will have identification. But it's really critical. It's how the federal government distributes federal aid. But most importantly, it's how we assign representation. And for those upstate who are always concerned that downstate may get a little more weight in the state legislature, well, then let's count more of us. Let's get us to 100% so that we have that balance. If you're concerned about congressional seats, we need to be sure everyone's counted. And even in your own local, in our case, county legislative seats, those are all designed based on population, all affected by the census count. It's safe, it's secure, it's very simple information. And again, you can do it online, You can do it over the phone, or you can have someone come. Someone will come to your home, and you can give them that information. Please participate. We're at about 65%, which is better than we were 10 years ago, but we want to get to 100% count, so be counted.
Fantastic. One other thing, to be clear, let's be clear about this. Halloween has not been canceled. Not yet.
Yes, I was asked. Yeah. Governor Cuomo canceled Halloween. And as much as I wanted to say yes, he canceled Halloween and Christmas and Hanukkah. To the point, of course, there'll be safety precautions that we're all going to take moving forward. You'll have to wear a mask on your mask.
Right.
But we'll still figure it out. We're not there yet. Don't worry about it. Get ready. Get the candy ready and be safe.
All right. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, and I'm going to be getting you a ferret. Would that be okay? I understand you like ferrets.
You've been watching.
Yes, I have.
We're doing rabies clinics, and apparently we take care of domesticated ferrets.
I love it. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, thanks for a few minutes, man. We'll chat soon, okay?
You bet, Bob. Be well. Thank you.
You got it, man. 12 to 9. Okay.